You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte, and by phone, we have Kristen Williams with us.
Kristen, welcome to Sounds Good. You're at Ephemera Paducah, 333 North 9th Street, and you have a fascinating project this Saturday. May I say that I would never think that a craft project would make me know that glitter makes troops visible to night vision goggles.
Exactly. You cannot put glitter on cards that troops are sending back to the United States. Yes.
Who would know? So you are going to have an event in connection with Operation Right Home. Would you tell me about that first?
Yes. Operation Right Home is a really cool organization. And the premise is there are not card shops in Afghanistan. So people like me and Chris Janney, who's the co-host of this workshop for this event, we'd love to make handmade greeting cards. And there are a lot of people around the world who love to make handmade greeting cards. And Operation Right Home will take those if they meet their certain guidelines, like no glitter and a certain size, and make sure all the, it's flat enough to mail with the proper postage. But we can send those to Operation Right Home, who then gets the greeting cards to the troops, and they get to peruse them and pick through, and then send those back home to loved ones. So it's a really nice way not only to support the troops, but to support those at home who, what a nice, wonderful thing to get a greeting. Everybody loves snail mail these days because it's getting rarer and rarer. And to get a card from someone you love overseas is just a wonderful thing, we think.
So from 10 to 2 Saturday, you're going to be providing the regulation size and shape and supplies needed to make the cards?
We are. We're gonna have the guidelines so everybody can see that. And we have the right size cards. And Ephemera Paducah has a very well-stocked studio. We use it for our classes. But this is a free event. We just want people to come in and use their skills and talents to make greeting cards. We've got a whole wall of rubber stamps and punches and decorative papers. And Chris and I will be here, too, to help those who would like to make some cards.
Well, I don't think it can be said enough that it's sort of a very thoughtful realization when you simply say there aren't greeting card stores in Afghanistan. Somebody had to realize that in order to send these folks cards to send back home. And it's sort of an amazing insight. Operation Right Home will also facilitate getting cards directly to service people deployed as well, right? I mean, they send them blank cards to send back home, and they also facilitate getting heroes' greetings to them.
Absolutely. If someone's not confident in their card making, if you feel like you couldn't make a card that was nice enough or pretty enough, or you haven't you've done card making before, then there's something called the Any Hero card, and that's something children can do too. And just you send a card to the troops saying thank you for your service. And we will have supplies and things like that for folks who aren't confident enough in their card making. If you just want to send a thank you card to our troops, that will get there as well.
So what kinds of cards do you envision coming out of this? I bet you've had some daydreams about what you'd like to see.
Oh, gosh. I've always, like I said, I love card making. I do quite a bit of it. It's essentially what got me started in this business. The I love you cards and thinking of you cards or birthday cards are timeless and always needed. Operation Right Home has a calendar of when they will take certain cards. Like we've missed the boat on Mother's Day cards just because in the transporting and getting it back and forth, it's a little too late for that and they don't store those up. So there's a calendar on their website as well as a ton of information about this card making organization and what they need.
For listeners who can't make it to Ephemera Paducah on Saturday, what is the size regulation?
It is 4 1/4 by 5 1/2. So if you take an 8 1/2 by 11 piece of cardstock and fold it in half, that is the right size.
And all of the directions for do-it-yourselfers are at Operation Right Home, but you're going to have a community event. Tell me about the range of supplies you have there at Ephemera.
Oh, gosh. We will have the blank cards. We have paper punches, so certain shapes can be easily cut out of a piece of paper. Ink pads, rubber stamps, funky-shaped scissors, all kinds of greetings. So we're a one-stop shop card-making place back in the studio. So we have everything anyone would need for that.
Excellent. And in thinking about this event, you also are open to, or Operation Right Home welcomes direct donations as well.
They sure do, and we're encouraging people. We have on the ephemerapaducah.com website under workshops and events, we have something describing Operation Right Home, and we've put a hot link there if people want to click on that and donate directly to them. And we've also had some people who can't come on Saturday who have dropped off and made cards, and that's really nice. So we will send those along with the other batch. And Chris and I hope that this is something that can be associated with Ephemera Paducah. And, you know, when we get a stack of cards, we'll take care of sending them into Operation Right Home if people want to drop those off either this week or throughout the year.
What a marvelous way to celebrate Easter, Kristen. Thank you. Thank you for speaking with me today about it. I think we've covered it, but if there's something else you'd like to add, please do.
Well, if people have questions, go to ephemerapaducah.com or the Operation Right Home website, which is operationrighthome.org, or they can call me here at Ephemera Paducah, 270-443-0003, and we'll try to answer. And if anyone would like to pop by on Saturday, we'd love to see them.
Once again, it's 10 to 2 at Ephemera Paducah, 333 North 9th Street. Take care, Kristen.
In Lower Town. Thank you.